Welcome again on this election eve 2008 to the geography of U.S. presidential elections. Thank you for coming, and thanks as well to those who may be listening to this lecture at iTunes University. What I want to do today is very quickly go through recent presidential election history so that we can have time to focus on the 2004 election and really get down into some detailed county-level analysis for a number of different states. The overall point I want to make for the historical section is that the Democratic Party faced a real challenge, a geographical challenge, after the disastrous election for the Democrats in 1972 when they were reduced to Massachusetts and the District of Columbia. If you remember, before 1964 had seen this great transition or transformation that had been hinted at previously but came in full sway in 64 when the Democrats lost the Deep South entirely and the Republicans gained it. So here's the Democratic Party, which had relied so heavily on a solid base in the South, now has lost that geographical region. And at the same time, the Democrats were facing another problem with the declining cities, the industrial cities of the Northeast and Midwest, which had been the other great geographical strength for the Democratic Party. Cities were beginning to decline. Suburbs were growing rapidly, and the suburbs were the area where the Republicans had the greatest strength. Even mining areas were in decline as mining was mechanized. And so the question becomes, how are the Democrats going to address this crisis?